It has been a very confusing weekend, I think, if you're either buying or selling a home. Those headlines have been out there. It says realtor settlement will change the way Americans buy and sell homes. Realtors groups are going to cut commissions after settlement. The huge $418 million lawsuit will mean you can find a home online without paying commission. The headlines are confusing. But joining us from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors is Mike Ruzicka. And Mike, you have been in this business for a long time. You've been president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors for over 25 years. First of all, were you surprised when this settlement was announced on Friday?
Yeah, it caught us all off guard, everyone in the country, actually. Even our state association that's very tied into the guys at the national level, they were totally caught off guard. So, yeah, it was a kind of a shock, and we're still kind of in the process of figuring out what it all means. But I think it's really important that buyers and sellers that are thinking about going out looking for homes today or listing their house, in their world, nothing has changed, because Wisconsin, luckily, is a very pro-consumer state, and the listing contracts that we have are written in a way that everything is disclosed. And that was the crux of the case in Missouri that was settled ultimately.
What were they doing in Missouri that was different than Wisconsin?
Well, I don't know how Missouri law works, but from the lawsuit, they're alleging that buyers weren't aware of what the compensation was for their agent that was purchasing the house, and that sometimes sellers weren't aware of it either. In Wisconsin, it's disclosed in the listing contract, WB-11, line 51 says compensation to others, and it approves to the seller what they will compensate the other side, the buyer's agent in the transaction. It shows them how much the compensation is. So everyone knows what's going on. I was actually shocked to hear that other states didn't do that.
What has the commission been traditionally, or has it changed over the years?
There's no standard traditional or no standard compensation or commission. It's all based on market dynamics and what each broker feels they need to make in order to stay in business. So generally, and what's interesting in Wisconsin, especially Milwaukee, is it's extremely competitive. Every agent goes out on listing appointments, competing with other agents. So the commissions are about as low as they can go because they're competing with each other. 5-7% is what traditionally we've heard. But what each side gets is different. Once the realtor sets their commission and the seller approves on a sharing commission or a compensation to others, that gets split up between the agent who's actually in the transaction, their brokerage. So it gets sliced up six different ways. And it's kind of funny because everyone says, well, there's a standard commission. There is not at all, and there never has been.
Has commission changed in the years you've been in the business?
Yeah, there's always been downward pressure on commissions. Some brokers, there are a lot of new brokers that have come out of new mousetraps. There are discount brokers that really limit the services they provide. Some $500 brokers that they'll put a listing in MLS and then the seller has to do everything else themselves. There are a lot of different, like I said, different mousetraps out there, and so commissions have always been, kind of churning.
I guess what a lot of people are wondering, when they saw that number, $518 million lawsuit, where is that money going to go? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. I'm guessing to the plaintiff's attorney.
It always goes back to the lawyer, right?
Yeah, I think. If anybody wants to complain about commissions, I would look at that. But and honestly, I don't know where it's going or, from what I understand, what I did see is that the National Association is paying the settlement over 4 years or something like that. But I honestly have no idea where it's going.
All right.
Hopefully to a charity.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right. So let's talk about what this means going forward, because it said that as of July, things are going to change. Do you see things changing here in Wisconsin, particularly in the greater Milwaukee area?
There'll probably be some more business models that come up. But what's interesting is we have so many different ones, like I mentioned before. We have so many different business models now. But, you know, the realtors are constantly rethinking how they do business. So that we'll probably get some things like that. One thing that won't change is market dynamics. Like I think in one article I saw, they said prices are going to drop. That is absolutely not true. The compensation that realtors receive is not based on an inflated price. So, you know, a $400,000 house today is not going to be less, you know, once the settlement is approved, because it's all about what buyers and sellers are willing to pay. And then the compensation comes out of the transaction, not from the sales price when the price is set. So, if, you know, people are thinking, oh, we're going to wait to buy because prices are going to go down. It's not, that is absolutely not going to happen.
Now, what does this mean where they're talking about how you can now find a home online without paying commission? Is that misleading?
I would say it's misleading. You can go to probably a dozen different websites right now and look at a house. You can see the inside and get an idea what the price is. In a lot of cases, you can probably make an offer on it, but I don't really understand where they're getting that from.
Interesting. All right. So how is this going to affect realtors in the area? Do you see them not? Because, I mean, they're basically independent contractors. They have to build their own business. Is this going to affect them and the money that they're making? Do you see fewer realtors wanting to deal with this going forward?
You know, I'm not sure. It's that's one of the things, you know, we just heard about this on Friday, and we're not sure what the ramifications are going to be. And I need to talk to a lot of our brokers to find out how they think it's going to affect us. But one of the things it's not going to affect is that we have a realtor code of ethics that's not going to be impacted. The MLS rules, you know, there's still a lot of really hard and fast rules in MLS. It really that goes to keeping the data in the system pure. One of the things we don't want to see is what you see on a lot of websites that just kind of throw up, you know, a lot of times misleading information. We really take the data integrity very seriously with MLS. And then, state law, as I said before, you know, the listing contract, we have a very, very pro-consumer state. And, you know, thank goodness. And it does, every contract we have is looked at from, okay, how does this benefit the consumer? Is the consumer aware of what's going on in the transaction? And so those things aren't going to change. You know, what is going to change? Well, who knows? I mean, the market is still really, really tight. We need 5,000 new listings just to, you know, get up to that 6-month level of inventory, and we're not nowhere near it. So, you know, I think from the market perspective, sellers and buyers with their activity, that's going to continue and really be strong for the foreseeable future.
Mike, if somebody's thinking of buying or selling a home, what's the best way to find a realtor to represent them?
I always say talk to your friends, neighbors, and you know, family members. And interview three of them. You know, kind of go to their, if they have an open house, go and talk to them, call them. They're very, very friendly type A people. They're more than willing to come over to your house and talk to you about their services. Give them a call and talk to them for 15 minutes about, you know, the services they provide. And again, that kind of goes to, you know, what we're talking about, the level of service you receive. One of the things when this first started kind of was bubbling up, people were concerned about is that we're going to become like, buying a car, where you kind of walk in and the buyer is unrepresented and everyone just feels uneasy about the transaction. That's why it's really important to keep a realtor involved as an advisor in the process.
A realtor you trust particularly. Mike,
yeah,
Rizicka, I'll tell you, you, as I said, I got a lot of respect for you. You've been doing this for how many years?
24.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've seen the markets go up, you've seen them go down, you've seen rough times, you've seen great times, and you certainly know the business. And I appreciate you breaking this down for us. I think there's still going to be a lot of questions over the next several months as this breaks down in the news. But Mike Rozicka from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, thank you so much for explaining this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.